Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 3, mix number
13, I want to say.
13. Welcome back to the Halala Show. Hopefully everyone had a great Holy Week. Took a little bit of a break to...
I know.
To recover.
We didn't even talk about it.
I know. But if it's your first time here, welcome to the Halala Show, everybody. Tell them about the show, Rika G.
Well, we started out with telling you all about our lives, what happened throughout the week, you know, like where we ate, what we watched, because for some reason people are interested. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we have the TTs. So the trending topics. Trending topics, yes.
Today we have, we're talking about Kim Kardashian. I just heard about this from Rika right before recording. Yeah. Something that happened to Kim Kardashian's daughter? Son? Saint West is a girl, ba? A boy?
Let me check.
Saint West. Parang lalaki. Anyway, their kid, Saint West, ran into a ad on the game, the video game Roblox. And it was an ad that no parent would ever want their kids to see, I think. We'll talk about that. And then we're talking about a Filipino restaurant in Chicago that has earned a very high honor. It's the first Filipino restaurant to earn this ever, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
So I'm so excited.
We will talk about that.
I know that puts the Filipino culture and food on a global stage.
Yeah.
We love. Mm-hmm. We stand.
Yeah,
right?
Indeed. If you want to skip to those, just jump to the timestamps. And then we have a random Reddit. What's our random Reddit?
What is our stance on male
birth control
pills? Yes, male birth control.
Okay, so that's all coming your way, but let's start with where you've been. I know you had a busy week.
Yeah, last week.
You want to start with it?
Sure.
All right.
Sure. Wow.
I watched your video, by the way. It's on your YouTube channel.
I know. Okay, so let me just start first. So last week, I was just preparing stuff for, you know, a weekend away. From the metro. From Manila. Some friends, we decided to go to Zambales. And I think it's San Fernando.
Pampanga?
Yeah. I think, or somewhere in Zambales. Okay. Somewhere in Zambales. Okay. So we just decided to drive up to Zambales. First, we stayed at a beach resort, which is like, yung parang ano lang, it's like near the beach, and then it's a public beach. So there are a bunch of other people there. I can't say if it's a nice beach because, you know, we only stayed for a few hours. Definitely, it's still a place to go to, especially if, you know, you're on a budget and you're with a bunch of friends. Because we rented, the beach resort is called Esmo, and it's like right beside a lot of other beach resorts. So parang dikit-dikit siya na beach resort, and it's all by the beach.
How do you spell Esmo?
Esmo. And then they actually have like it's like a Airbnb. They have a complete set on in their kitchen, and then they have a video key machine, and then they have air conditioned rooms, and they also have like this like open rooftop situation where you can chill, and there are hammocks there. So, which is pretty cool, like super full amenities. They provide you like a refrigerator, a TV. So, and especially if it's just an overnight trip, I feel like I would recommend Esmo Beach Resort.
San Felipe.
Okay, anyway.
San Felipe.
Yeah. So actually what I also want to recommend, is this one Mexican inspired restaurant that we went to, and it's super cool. Because I didn't expect a restaurant like that to be, you know, in that kind of area. Kasi medyo probinsya area na talaga siya. But when we went there, there's this beach resort called... Let me look at the actual video. Nalimutan ko na kasi.
But yeah, like,
hindi. Ayun. Here. It's called... taco joint. Taco joint. It's literally like 5 minutes away from all of the beach resorts. And so Mexican inspired siya, and they actually have like really good tacos and burritos, elotes. I don't know if that's how you say it, elotes.
Yung may mais.
Yung corn. Oo, yung mais. And we ate there. Sobrang, wala, ang cool ng staff because they joke around with the customers. And they serve really good beer. They have Heineken and they have, ano nga ba, Hoegaarden.
Hoegaarden.
Yes.
I love Hoegaarden.
I know. You know what? That's the only time I drink something like super sweet because I love the taste of the rosé Hoegaarden. The pink one?
I've never
one,
had the rosé Hoegaarden.
The pink one? Dude. Shut up. Okay, anyway. Yes.
Damn, look at this best. Photos, bro. Taco joint. You need to yes. Facebook. Damn.
Taco joint. That looks dude, good, legit. Bro. Legit. Meron silang parang ano, meron silang parang may shrimp, and that one actually for me is super sulit because they put like 2 pieces of shrimp in the taco. It's a soft taco, and yeah, and then we had birria, which is
I love birria.
Yeah, birria is like the best. Honestly, I actually prefer the tacos there. The birria.
Have you tried the birria ng Only Pans? I haven't tried it.
Not
I keep
yet.
Ads
dude.
For it on Instagram,
dude. And they have a really nice place too. I'm actually Only planning Pans. To go one of these days. But anyway, and super cool because. I mean, I'm not condoning this vice, but they also have like relaxed pods and everything. Like they sell. So parang medyo kampante ka, di ba? Okay. If you smoke relax. Anyway, true. Tapos, so we drove to the beach resort, cooked some dinner, chilled at the rooftop area. And then we swam at the beach also. Like we chilled at the beach. And then the next day, actually, we had to go to the docks. Knox.
The docks.
One of the people we were with, their family owns a yacht, dude. A yacht.
Wow.
How do you even start owning a yacht? I don't know.
I think it's the cost. Like the yacht, I hear the buying the boat isn't so bad. It's the maintenance and the
It's the maintenance
parking or whatever. Is
and
it parking?
Exactly.
You have to pay for
like the membership and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we drove to the docks and then we went we rode like their boat going to the yacht because you have to have like that boat to go to the yacht that's like parked in the middle of the ocean. And then...
Oh, the yacht's just in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah, because I mean, obviously you can go to, like you can like ride the yacht away in the docks, but since then it's just the middle of the ocean when we got there,
okay,
we had to ride their boat as well.
I thought it was parked there. Like that's where
No. I don't think you can.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I'm not sure. But anyway, so shout out to the yacht owners because I don't know if they want their names to be
right.
on a
but
podcast.
Wait, the docks though, are there, is it
other
just
yachts?
Private, is it just private use though?
I think
or
it's
are
a
there...
club. Yung parang, yeah, it's like a membership kind of thing.
So
but...
hindi ka pwede magana, like, what do you call it? I was going to say pirate. Ano tawag din?
Mag-rent?
Rent, you understand?
I'm not like, sure. Maybe you can. Tapos
like,
parang...
get somebody to take you somewhere?
Yeah, maybe
wherever.
You can. And then they'll just like recommend you and stuff
like
that. Parang, oh, they're using your yacht and whatever. And it's so cool because going to the parking, I don't know what you call the parking slot for the yacht.
Yeah.
Going there, like you can see other ships. Like because, you know, Subic is, what do you call this? Diba parang that's where, I don't know, army or whatever.
The naval bases.
The Navy, naval bases and stuff. You could also see like ships from other countries like Japan, US and stuff like that. And obviously the Philippines. So it's super cool. As in like if you're into naval ships, that will be like, you will have an orgasm.
Battleship. Will,
I know.
Air Force Battleship. I love
dude,
that
there
movie.
Are some people who are like, you know, into ATVs and you know,
like,
diba, I'm gonna know. And so... Hmm. Yeah, they're all just like chilling there. They're all parked there. And you can see like warships. Oh my cannons. And stuff. Anyway, once we got to the yacht, we actually brought pizza. So we ate pizza there. And they have this inflatable pool that you put in the ocean. So the floor of the inflatable pool is actually just a net. So that the water that you have in the inflatable pool is the same. It's like the ocean water. Yeah,
I saw that. Okay, my concern was like I watched your video.
Okay,
right?
Okay, go.
Hindi ba mapupunit yung net? Matibay siya. Like you
yeah, matibay siya because obviously you're also like floating from the ocean. It's not like you're stepping on it.
Right.
So what you shouldn't do is to jump in the pool kasi okay. dun siya pwedeng mapunit.
But there's so no, I'm sorry, but there's no like coral. I guess it's too far down, no. It's I mean it's too yeah. deep. So there's
you
nothing
need
that
to
will
be,
hit.
Like no, no nothing. Fish. Hopefully nothing.
Yeah.
But
what if a shark bites you, bro?
Dude, it's too shallow for a shark. Okay. You know, sharks are supposed to be like in the deep parts or else they'll die or something.
Really?
But no, it's not the, that they'll die, but they won't thrive. Like they don't go there for like a long time. Alam ko they're in the deeper parts.
Yeah, that was really cool though. I mean, like I saw the sa video mo. Like,
dude, diba? Super cool. And
ang laki. It's big.
Madami kami. We were 10 people and then the parents and then all, obviously like their staff and the boatmen and stuff.
They have a staff too.
Oh, obviously.
Oh shit!
Actually, yun din yung inisip ko na parang yeah, when you do buy a yacht, you need to hire people to like take care of the yacht.
Yeah, you need
like,
a crew.
Yeah, you need a crew, dude. So anyway, we stayed there for maybe 4 or 5 hours. We just ate, we drank beer, we took photos and videos, swam in the ocean.
How much is a yacht?
How much is a yacht
in the Philippines?
I think like a. I want to say 12 million.
This one I see is $220,000, which is what?
All right.
11 million? That sounds about right. 220,000, yeah.
It's kind of like
11 million? Yeah. Not bad.
Because they do it because we were talking about it, and there was a helipad. Also, like in the beach, because there's like this like big businessman who owns like part of the beach, and then they have a house there, and then they have a helipad, and then we actually saw like their helicopter fly over us, and we were talking about it. How much is a helicopter? I mean, obviously, because they also have a yacht.
How much?
Parang ganun din. I think entry level though is like 12 million.
Do you really want an entry level helicopter though?
I don't know, dude.
I feel like that's what I would.
Splurge on.
You know, I'd bite the bullet and I'd buy all the features with the Bluetooth.
Second hand. That was entry level. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I might repossess helicopters.
But anyway, yun nga, na parang napaisip din kami na parang how much is a helicopter and the yung family kasi na yun who owns that part of the beach, they also have a yacht. So obviously they have like a bunch of money, right?
Yeah, for real.
And then we were talking about siyempre, kapag may yacht ka, tsaka pag meron kang, ano, may helicopter ka, you need to think about gas. And then, one of our friends pointed out na, if you have a helicopter and if you have a yacht, hindi mo na iniisip yung gas.
That's actually, you know, that's
obviously.
True. That's true. They just say, fill it up.
Yeah, dude.
Can you imagine,
you're not gonna be,
taking people out on a date on that shit?
Dude.
I'm just saying.
Bro.
That would be on my Tinder bio.
Owns like a yacht.
My first and photo a would be me in a helicopter. Dude, that's crazy.
That's crazy, dude. That crazy. Anyway.
Wait, which island did you go to from the boat?
Silanguin.
Cove.
Yes, Silanguin Cove. But yeah, so we stayed in the yacht. It's super cool. Like, it's my first time, and I couldn't even believe that I was on a yacht, honestly. As in, like, I wanna sing, I'm on a boat, bitch! Yeah. As in, you parang, I couldn't even believe.
I've never been on a yacht.
I know, like, exactly. So parang, I was on, like, a perpetual high from everything. And you know, because me and Ryan, we're into like outdoorsy stuff. Okay. Mm. So we're like into coolers.
Oh, so we're using the full name now, huh?
Sorry. Edit me on. Joke. Anyway, me and R, we're into like outdoorsy
stuff. Where, Ryan? When, where?
Anyway, okay. We're into like outdoorsy stuff. So we're like, we're eyeing all of like the coolers and all of their. Because there's this one brand that he likes. It's called Yeti. And then in the yacht, they actually have like a super long cooler that's probably like worth thousands of pesos. And parang yung dream come true, you know what I mean?
Yeti cooler.
Yeah, dude. And
oh, I'm looking them up right now. Yeti.com.
And they have a bunch of like outdoor stuff. They have a bunch of
I see, stuff. I see. And they have tumblers.
Yeah. Tumblers, everything, like lunchbox, wow, everything, cool. Dude. Okay. Everything that you need for like outside stuff. So anyway, that was just super cool. After that, we again took the boat to the cove, Silanguin, and then we pitched our tents, which was pretty cool. And I totally forgot that pitching a tent isn't actually that hard. Especially nowadays, because, you know, like they make it super easy for you.
Well, it has like, does it have it? But it's not, there's no tech in it, right?
No. You literally just, you know, like connect each metal bar with each other and then like hook it in different places. I think the more difficult thing to do is to pack it up. Because obviously when it's packed, it's super compact and you can put it in the bag. And then at the end, you need it to be in the similar state for you to put it in the bag. If you kind of just roll it up haphazardly, it's not going to fit in the bag.
Right.
So that's like one of the main problems with, you know, pitching a tent. So anyway, we pitched our tents, we cooked dinner, and then it was super cool because like we watched the sunset. And here's the thing, okay, when you're going to that place, there's no cell phone reception. You cannot text your friends, you cannot IG, you can't even stream your music. You have to download it before going there.
Damn.
Thankfully, that's what we did. So we had music all night long. We drank, you know, the whole night. Which kind of made me tipsy, honestly, because they bought
is there a local community on that island though? Like,
yes,
so there's like a hospital there.
No.
What happens if people get sick or whatever, or like there's an accident or something?
I think medical boats who can go to you. It's just not, you know.
But how do you contact them though? Like without the signal?
I don't know, dude. Actually,
walkie-talkie maybe.
So here's the thing. So our friend's parents, they stayed on the boat, and then we had a walkie-talkie, and then the other side was, you know, on the yacht.
Yeah.
We stayed on the yacht.
Mm.
So I'm guessing like whenever we need more ice or we need more water and stuff like that, that's where we
radio frequency.
I think that's you kind of have to have that kind of communication too. Anyway. So we stayed there for the night, dude. No cell phone reception, which was actually pretty. It was just the perfect conditions for me.
Yeah.
Because especially before, like, even though we're on a vacation, we're actually not on a vacation because, you know, we're on our phones all the time.
Yeah.
And it was just perfect that there was no cell phone reception because
so it was a forced detox in a way.
Yeah, kind of in a way, but for me it was actually pretty perfect. What else did we do? We didn't make a fire, a bonfire, because I don't know, we just stayed for one night, so we just had like drinks. Grabe, nagdala sila nung Alfonso.
Alfonso light brandy.
Yeah. Yeah, brandy. Alfonso brandy. I think hindi light. I think Alfonso.
Oh, Alfonso.
Oh, Alfonso talaga.
Oy, masarap yung Alfonso.
I know. And they bought the biggest one. It has a handle, dude. That's how big it is. the bottle has a handle. That's how big. They got like three bottles, dude. And I'm like, are we okay? And here's the thing. Here's my tip, okay? And I just discovered this. And I know that a lot of people, you know, it's been said before. But because I can't drink Coke and I can't drink, you know, like sodas and shit, I chased the alcohol with water the whole night.
Yeah.
And the next day, I was okay, dude. Nice. Like, I could wake up at 8 a.m. and everybody was feeling a little hungover. And I'm like, I was thinking, what did I do differently that I'm not dead this morning? And I was like, oh, maybe because I drank water all night. Like, literally, I finished like 2 liters.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
That's good.
It's just that, I mean, like, you kind of have to, what do you call this? Parang masasanay ka na lang sa taste. Yeah. No, because at first, obviously, you're going to be tasting brandy, like raw dogging it. You know what I mean? but I'm guessing like throughout the night, because you're getting a little, you know, more drunk, you won't be able to taste it. So for me, if you really need to do something in the morning, but you really want to drink at night, dude, chase everything with water.
Okay.
Chase everything with room temperature water.
I agree.
Anyway,
it helps a lot. It does help a lot.
It does. It does. The next day, we just had breakfast. You know, I made some snacks, and then we put up our hammocks. And then I actually brought a volleyball, but it was a little soft. And the whole time, I was looking for a pin for the pump, but they didn't have it. So we just kind of played with a soft volleyball. I just really, because I like playing volleyball.
You know how to play volleyball? I don't. Yeah, I know how to play. I can't do it, dude. Like, I can't spike or what do you call it when you hit that shit with your wrist?
I don't know. My own volley? Volley.
Yeah, I can't
do
that.
I don't know. I like volleyball. Like, I feel like it's the only ball sport that I can play, like, as a team.
Did you
say basketball?
You played before, though? Did you ever play like a.
I had it for our PE in college. Okay. Yeah.
But you never played like a organized.
Like a tournament? No, no.
Not tournament. Just like an organized game.
Yeah, you know, with friends and stuff. But what I do know is my parents are actually volleyball players when they were in like in med school and stuff. Yeah, I remember.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. They would enter tournaments and shit.
I never. You know, I always see my mom as a non-physical being, you know? Like, I feel like she's never exercised in her life. Not because, you know what I mean? Just, like, I can't imagine her doing push-ups. Like, do you ever think about
that? But did she have a sport?
That's why I feel like I've asked, but I don't listen because I feel like she's lying to me.
No, like, because I do remember watching my parents play volleyball, and they did enter a bowling team before. You know, my parents are pretty sporty.
Yeah, I've never seen my mom do any sport before. That's why, like, even growing up, I never saw her do any, you know, I never saw her play tennis or I don't know what it was, like, volleyball.
Yeah. Maybe she was busy working and stuff.
Maybe.
For you, dude.
I know, but in college, you know, like, before I was born. Yeah. Like, what, I never asked.
Maybe.
I should ask her. I was with her this morning. I should have asked her. Mom, what sports do you play? She walks a lot, though. She liked to walk. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Because, I mean, like, we never really... Actually, that's what's so unfair, I'm guessing. Like, maybe, like, as a parent, yung parang... Are you even interested in me? That's why sometimes I ask
I
my parents.
Yeah,
I should. Sometimes I ask my parents about their life before they had children because obviously, like, for the longest time, I've seen them as mom and dad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes it's interesting to know what they did before.
It's also
like,
weird though, right? Knowing that
I'm pretty sure
they've been through everything that we've been through or that we are struggling with. But it's kind of weird. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I don't know.
They partied and shit.
Yeah, man. Gross. Yuck. They got drunk and mumbled on the dance. Gross.
Gross.
No,
Mom, you're embarrassing me.
Put that away and lock it up and never throw away the key.
Gonna happen to you, dude.
That's fine. I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna be a cool guy. Cool dad.
Yeah. Cool dad. Okay, anyway. So after that, we just chilled and like ate the whole time. And then we left at around 3 p.m. We went to Bulacan to eat dinner because that's where we had to drop off one of our friends. And then we just went home. Throughout the week, I did shifts at 1C. And because it's Holy Week, our schedule is a little different. For Thursday, because people are actually surprised that we were open the whole time. And we were thinking because we're all living in Capitolio anyway, and we're not going to be doing anything and might as well put up that kind of service for people who are free and, you know, who wants to have a cup of coffee. So we opened the shop Thursday. Originally, we were going to be closed on Friday, but because we got to talking, we decided to just open even just for a half day on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, we were also open. Sunday, I didn't take my shift. We actually switched because I had like a family thing at home and a bunch of my Lola's siblings were there. And I just love the vibe. Like, I just now appreciate the vibe of older people because they're all like in their 80s and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, and I just keep talking to them and, you know, joking around and stuff like that. So I like the, you know, their vibe.
What do you mean their vibe? Like what do they say when you joke?
I know they just laugh. They laugh at everything.
I bet you they don't hear what you're saying.
Maybe, but you know, it's all like context.
Yeah.
Context clues, man. When you're in your 80s, you gotta have, you know, a real gut for context clues. But anyway, like, shout out to Tita Susan. Shout out to Tita
Susan's like, man, Tita Susan's like, stop telling me, Rica.
No, but honestly, I had to compliment Tita Susan with her like top. She had like a polka dot sitch going on, and I was like, Tita Susan, I like what you're wearing. And she was like, binili ko to, no man. And I'm like, right?
45.
Hindi, hindi naman. Actually, hindi. Maganda nga eh. Parang bago.
Hindi, yun nga. It's a classic.
It's a classic.
Retro.
Yeah. But anyway, there was, I mean, obviously with any family gathering, there was a little family drama that I'm not going to spill here, but
okay.
It's not that deep. It's not that deep, honestly. Okay. So it's okay to like share a little bit. But okay. So parang ako, I was just like, you know how sometimes, you know, like, you know, your parents or older people in your family, yeah, they won't really say it to you, but since they're talking out loud, I could pick up, you know, what context, they're saying.
Context.
So parang after they talked or whatever, I approached my mom and I was like, uy, anong chika? Bakit hindi mo akin binabalita. Sabi niya, alam mo na yun, di ba? Sabi ko, yeah, I know. Last kaya ng boses mo, ganoon kayo mom ko. And we were just laughing the whole time. Like, she didn't even need to say it. And I already knew. Yesterday, actually, Monday, I had to go to UPLB because I was picking up my documents, dude. Like papers with seals, damn, and everything.
Do you have your diploma?
I actually don't know.
I don't know where mine is.
I don't know.
I didn't know, honestly, that they actually asked for that here.
Yeah, dude. You need to ask for your diploma, and sometimes it takes like a month for them to process it.
I've never had to like present a physical copy or even a copy of my diploma ever.
Gusto mo, sabit mo lang sa akin for fun. Sabit mo sa akin, certificate of employment.
I think they even spelled my name wrong, I think.
Dude.
For real.
Well,
I don't know. I've never used it, so.
Ang hirap pa naman nun kasi you have to have like a request to change something, and then you also need to request for the actual diploma. So it's like a two-part process.
Man.
Yeah. So anyway, after that, you know, I just processed the documents and stuff like that, and I got it. I literally, because I was with R, but I literally, as in huminga, umubo lang kami sa Los Baños, and then we drove back to Manila. Which, thankfully, the drive back to Manila was super smooth. It's just long, but no traffic at all. And I'm super thankful for the time that, you know, we had to travel. Mm-hmm. And then that later that afternoon, for some reason, my parents, because I was with R, and my parents were like, oh, we're in Meg Mall, blah, blah, blah. I want to have dinner with me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and then for some reason, she sensed that I was with someone.
Okay.
And then she was like, oh, so you're with, I know. So,
maybe,
you know,
she watched your stories.
Maybe.
Does she have Instagram?
My dad has Instagram. And remember, I posted a bikini photo the other day. And then he commented, wouldn't you? And then I had to reply, pa, fun lang yan.
I blocked my mom on Instagram.
Really? I should block my dad.
I just hide the stories.
Yeah. Maybe I should. Maybe I should block.
Hide stories, yeah.
But after, so we had, you know, dinner. It was cute. It was chill. Nothing dramatic.
No interview.
It was all just like, my mom was just really happy to see who I was with this whole time. Because I keep telling her stories and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but I haven't met him. Come on, dude. And so after that, you know, we just went home and it was, oh, you know what? Last night, naadik ako mag ML because for some reason, Mobile Legends. Okay. Here's the thing. So months ago, I was like, maybe I should try Mobile Legends because it looks fun, and you know, I see a lot of people play it. So I start just playing by myself, you know, with random people. And then yesterday, wala lang, parang I just really wanted to play, and R also wanted to play. So we played together till like 2 a.m. It's like, bakit ako decidido? Okay, last night, my goal was to not die more than 10 times. Okay?
Okay.
Because I kept dying. And I'm like, and then tawang-tawa yung mga teammates ko because I was going into like the enemy area. Like, dude, have some sense of, I don't know, whatever. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I just don't know where I am, honestly. I'm just like going around. I'm just here to cheer on people.
I've never played Mobile Legends or League of Legends either.
Is it the same?
Or Dota.
Is it
like, it's like the same kind of game.
Yes.
Okay. RTS game.
Okay. But anyway, it was fun. And I didn't realize that. I get it now. I get it. I get how people are like, I can't stop the game. Or like, you know.
You can't
people...
stop in the middle of a game.
Yeah. And plus, no, one game, if it's like, medyo head to head, it can last for a long time, dude.
Yeah. Di ba like 20 minutes?
Parang mga 20. Oh, parang mga 93. Kaso may isang time na parang may nakalaban kami na super, I don't know, like they're super...
sweaty?
No, like, what do you call it? Basta they're good.
Yeah, sweaty.
Just parang, they're called sweaty. Sweaty.
Yeah, that's the sweaty gamers. You know why?
Oh, sweaty, why?
You get it, right? It's like the, you know, they live in their mom's basement. Yeah. No, no, that's what they're called, sweaty.
Okay. Sweat. It's not like an insult,
no,
right?
No, it's not an insult. Like that is an actual term in a gaming term.
So, were just so you that, a sweaty just so gamer before?
No, just so you know. But that, there's also, if you're talking about sweaty ass, there's a term for that too. It's called swamp ass.
Why? Yeah. I can't.
So I'm just saying. Swamp ass.
I'm just saying that I enjoyed it, and it was just so funny that for some reason last night I felt like playing that game. And I never really pick up my phone and be like, "Oh, I want to play Mobile Legends." It's always just been there on my phone. But last night, for some reason, I was like, "I just want to play. I want to see if I can do this." And I'm like, "Okay."
So will you continue playing? That's the question.
Maybe one more tonight.
Dude, you should start streaming, man.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, Finn.
Okay, what did I do? Speaking of, since I'm gonna, you were drinking, you talking about drinking, right? On like right in the middle of Holy Week Wednesday, I went to Reserve in BGC to meet some friends who I met some friends who I haven't seen for a long time.
Look at you.
Yeah, dude. And I didn't get drunk. Mm-hmm. And, like, not at all. Like, I didn't get drunk at all. But the next day, I fucking was dead the whole day, man. I drank water too. It's so weird. Like, my body really cannot handle having that much alcohol in my system.
Like, wait, how much did you drink?
Not that much, because we started early. Like, I got there at 9, and I'm pretty sure I stopped drinking around midnight, right? So in the 3 hours, I maybe had like maybe 4 shots of tequila. And then two other drinks. So like 6 drinks, which isn't like crazy, right? That's not crazy, crazy. And then I sobered up for 3 hours. But the next day, man, I was literally I couldn't function. I just felt like not wanting to do anything. I never want to drink again. It's awful.
Wait, but was it even? Well, I mean, did you have fun and stuff?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. But I ate the nachos that they ordered. Reserve
has like a really good.
Instead of the nachos, bro.
No, not just not like spam fries, right?
Oh, yeah, spam fries. I didn't order anything. I was just drinking what they had. Mm-hmm. But I still gave money at the end. But I didn't order any food. But I ate most of it. No one was touching the nachos, man. Instead of the nachos, or Reserve, legit. I think it's my first time to try it. So good, Reserve. So what did I do this week? I watched the new Harry Potter movie, Fantastic Beasts.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of ass.
Honestly, I'm really not a fan of the Fantastic Beasts franchise.
Not a really a spoiler, but it's too forced to have the main guy see Newt, right? Newt Scamander. Yeah. Like, this story doesn't really need to have him, but since it's called Fantastic Beasts, they had to like shoehorn him in.
Yeah.
And the plot line is so, I don't know, it's so ridiculous to me what happened. It's not as confusing. Did you watch the second one?
I watched the first one and I didn't even try to finish it. I'm so sorry.
The second
one. I'm not saying it's bad.
So,
it's just really not my thing.
The second one was so confusing. And then this one was, I guess they tried to fix that. So they made it so simple, but it was so, it was kind of dumb. There's some cool part. If you're a Harry Potter fan, like if you like the lore, you'll appreciate some of the shit that's in there. But overall, I don't know. I think I would skip it. Or I just wait till streaming or whenever it's out. What else?
Wait till you paid for it?
Yeah, man. I went to the theaters to watch it. Yesterday, I went to Rustic Mornings for the first time. Mm-hmm. And have you been there?
I've seen it. Marikina. I've seen photos and like I've seen friends who, you know, ate there already. And it just looks amazing.
Yeah.
It
so looks never like been, I feel like I've you would never, have gone already. Really?
I know. I've never been. And actually when right I there. Saw your yeah, I went actually when I saw your photos, I showed it to R and I was like, can we go here?
Yeah.
Because it's like just right there, diba? Yeah.
Actually better magbike kasi I went on a
parking?
Yeah, parking sucks, bro. Parking sucks okay. there.
But I mean, Marikina, like, restaurants naman kasi talaga, diba? Because it's
ang
like...
ang sikip ng mga, ano, kalsada sa Marikina
para siyang,
pala.
Ano, diba? Para siyang maginhawa.
Yeah. It's or, like, ano, maybe, I don't know. I was trying to think of, like, a place with narrow roads. It's so fucking narrow, all the streets there. But yeah, dude,
Poblacion,
Rustic Mornings.
Parang pob.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. It's like Poblacion, but like bigger, the area. So the food was good. Their hash browns. I really like their hash browns and their pancakes. But their
pancakes.
Eggs. Yeah, but their eggs, their bacon, their sausage was like okay lang for me. The presentation's really nice. And the actual, like the restaurant, like inside, very yeah, rustic. Rustic look.
I really want to taste their waffles. I'm a waffle girl.
Their for me, the waffle, the one I had was like
saks lang.
Yeah, saks lang eh. For okay. me, the standout really is the pancakes. Like the pancakes and their butter was oh man. So because I don't really put syrup on my pancakes, I try not to. Like I'm more of a butter, just straight up butter.
Because you know you watch your calorie.
Yeah, and then just in general, I like the taste of like just mm-hmm. butter and pancakes. Dude, their pancakes. That's what really stood out to me. Like if I'm gonna go back, well, I'll probably go back in the future. The pancakes. Is what you gotta get. That's my advice to anyone listening. Rustic Mornings in Marikina. And while I was there, diba Marikina is known as like the shoe place, right?
Yes.
But unfortunately, so I asked some of my followers on Instagram to like let me know. But then I found a shoe store and I asked the owner, and she said that due to COVID, a lot of the places that were recommended to me from my followers are actually already closed. Down.
Okay.
Which is kind of a bummer. I think they gravitated to online. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to see like the shoe community or whatever that exists in there. But I did find a shop and I bought like the Birkenstock style. I don't know about that. Birkenstock is a brand, right? That's not the name
like
of
a slip-on? Style. Like yeah. a slip-on but sandal?
You know, Hercules?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or the what he wears. The sandals with the two straps in front.
Like what yeah. Jesus wears?
Yeah, like Jesus, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Air Jesus.
Hercules, Air Jesus. Yeah. I got those. It wasn't. I got it for $650. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, no. And I mean, like, also, you're supporting Marikina shoes.
Yeah, it's good obviously. Quality. Oh, I don't know. It feels solid to me. I don't really know the difference between like good and bad quality in terms mm-hmm. of leather, but it feels solid. So yeah. So I did that. Ano pang ginawa? I saw my mom this morning. We just went to go have coffee. She has a meeting.
Wait, why is she here?
She has a meeting, man.
Ooh.
She has a meeting.
As a businesswoman?
I know, bro. Yeah. She came here and picked me up. We had some coffee and then she dropped me back. And then, oh, I got to recommend one more food. I found it in Mega Mall. It's this waffle place called Liege. L-I-E-G-E.
Ooh.
And they serve because Liege waffles or Belgian
what are
waffles.
Liege waffles?
Belgian waffles.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Man. It's so good. It's
dude,
so
have
good.
You ever tried Graham's? Graham?
The fluffy shit?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
not yet.
Yeah.
Do they still have the time slots for that?
I'm not sure. Baka parang wala na.
That's the reason I didn't go because you have to go at certain times.
Yeah, dude.
And sometimes I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I want pancakes. I'm going to go get pancakes. I don't want to go on a time. But
yeah.
Have you? Masarap ba?
I've never. But I've always wanted to try it.
I know they opened because I saw Anton hosted the our radio one. Anton, mm-hmm. He hosted the opening of one of their branches somewhere.
Ooh.
Pero meron sa Mega Mall. Hindi lang ako napunta. But yeah, Liege, Manila is in Mega Mall. It's right across from BLK, the frozen yogurt. It's on the second floor. Like if you enter through the National Bookstore side of Mega Mall, mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. just the floor above. So.
Okay, where Burger King is?
Yes. So
okay,
once you get up, it's Burger King, right? So it's right on that floor. So just once you get up the escalator, go walk towards the main mall, and you'll see it right there. Next
you
to
know,
paper.
You know that that place is super memorable to me because I took Pepper there one time, and then because the tiles are like different colors, whenever Pepper would walk there, he would stop when it's a dark colored tile. And it's like, I'm like, baby, it's the same thing. You can step on any of the tiles. But he would literally, like, I would pick him up and then I would put him on like a lighter colored tile, and then he would walk. And then pag dark na biglang, whoop, stop. Ayaw niya. And I'm like, what the hell? Makita. Maybe.
See Snoopy, like one of my dogs, Snoopy, she's like pretty blind already.
Yeah.
She has like cataracts or whatever.
Maybe.
And if it's like dark, not just the floor, but like the lighting, she walks like really slow, like hesitant. Baka ganun.
Cute. Yung parang,
no, where am I going? Where are you taking me? Other than that, one more highlight that I did. I didn't do it in chronological order now because I forgot. It's been 2 weeks. I tried the mover scooters in BGC. So if you ever been to BGC, you might see these purple scooters around. So how it works. So the app is called Mover, M-O-O-V-R. And you download the app. Then you load it. You have to load it in increments of like 200 pesos. So the minimum you can load is 200. So you can do it through GCash, credit card, whatever. And you open the app. Once you've loaded it, you just scan the QR code on the scooter.
Yeah.
And then it activates. And then you can use it. Just you can't use it in Uptown around BGC, but everywhere else around BGC is fair game. So you can just go around BGC. It's really fun. It's really fast. Have you ever ridden one of those?
No.
They're scary.
Electric scooters.
It's scary,
so,
bro.
It's
actually very, I don't know, maybe because you don't have any protection like a car, right?
Yeah.
Or you're not wearing a helmet or whatever. Dude, it's scary. It's scary, but it's fast and it's fun. I would highly recommend just going for it. The price for it is medyo pricey. 50 pesos for 15 minutes. And 30 minutes yata? 30 minutes is 50 pesos. Tama. So for an hour, 100 pesos, which it's not so bad, right? It's not so bad. But they also have bicycles, which are not electric. Those go for 15 pesos per half hour. So it's much cheaper if you just want to get around BGC. So try it out. Mover, M-O-O-V-R. Get the app. Pretty cool shit. And that is done, Finn, for me. Shall we do the
tea? Yeah. Yes, let's go. Wapow.
All right. Let's start with what you want to do. You want to do the Filipino restaurant?
Sure.
All right. So a Filipino restaurant called Kasama in Chicago earns their first Michelin star. First Michelin star. So Chicago-based Filipino restaurant has just earned a prestigious Michelin star for its chef's take on traditional Filipino cooking, giving it a creative contemporary spin, according to Rappler.com. So the name of the place is owned by husband and wife Jeannie Kwan and Tim Flores, who own this bakery cafe / modern Filipino fine dining gem. Yeah.
And apparently they used to, or they're former members of Oriole Kitchen, which is another restaurant before.
Oriole Kitchen. Oh, okay. I see here. Oriole Kitchen. And then they highlighted a few of Kasama's contemporary fusion dishes, such as the mushroom adobo sauce. Mushroom adobo sauce with mussel emulsion.
Good.
What the hell is a mussel emulsion?
You know, you got to emulse in that shit, man. Dude.
And sit. Pansit with thin squid ink noodles. So it's Filipino food with like a twist of...
Yeah, it's probably like elevated, dude.
Oh, ito man. Halo-halo with Asian pear granita and pandan ice cream.
Because you know what? I think because, you know, Filipino food, although we do have like the Filipino food that we grew up with and you see on the streets or like in certain restaurants here in the Philippines, how your mom made it. I feel like it's super versatile that if if people decide to elevate it, you would still know that it's Filipino food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I mean, because, you know, in sushi, right, it's dressed up. Even if you add other stuff, it's still sushi.
You know,
from Japan,
it's sushi.
Right?
Yeah.
According to Eater.com, Chicago, I mean, this is America's only Michelin-starred Filipino restaurant.
Yes.
I can't confirm if it is the first ever, I don't know. I can't find it anywhere.
But right now, it's the first. Yeah.
It's the only one. Yeah.
It's the only one. Okay. No. I get it. Dude, they have like a pulutan bilao and stuff. Mm. As in, like they have barbecue, they have lumpia, and dude, that looks amazing.
I wonder how much it costs. I'm trying to find their menu. KasamaChicago.com. Here we go. Magana kaya. So, oh, not so bad, man.
Okay.
So their breakfast sandwiches, so I guess it's their most expensive one's $9. So like 450 pesos. Parang wildflower lang.
Yeah, yeah.
Their Filipino breakfast is $17. So 17 is 800-900 pesos. But for the States, that's not bad. That's a iba yung ano yung costing din eh. For a Michelin starred place, this is very affordable. Damn.
And actually, even like how they present their, you know, their food, unlike other restaurants, let's say with Michelin stars, sometimes kasi it can get a little intimidating. I'm not saying that it's bad or whatever. Sometimes yung parang medyo you kind of have to go there, I don't know, like expecting something or dressed up and stuff like that. But I'm not saying that, you know, hindi ganon in Kasawa, but even like how they present it, it still looks inviting. Well, maybe because, you know, we're Filipinos and we know what we're looking at, you know, compared to like other cuisines or like other nationalities who look at Filipino food. I don't know how, but I mean, sometimes I want to know or I want to see Filipino food in another person's eyes who didn't grow up with Filipino food. Alam mo yun? I feel like it would be interesting because sometimes whenever I see it in other shows, whenever I see people look at isaw for the very first time, in my head, the cue is, shit, ang sarap, gusto ko ng suka. You know? But for them, it's like, weird. Why is it squirrely? Why is it squiggly?
Dang.
So, but I'm not saying that, you know, that's a bad reaction. It's just that I think they didn't really grow up with it, you know? Yeah. Their eyes aren't accustomed to squirrely things.
It looks like I'm checking their calendar and I've gone as far as June and everything is sold out. you can't even dine there right now. They have a tasting menu. I just checked their website. Meron silang tasting menu. So siguro parang omakase yun. Like where
they
$215, which is not so bad. 10K.
Yeah. Okay na.
Okay na for a high class para tasting menu.
May tawag dun, diba? Degustasyon.
Ah, baka
tama
sa,
ba? Baka sa degustasyon.
Italian
anyway, man. Di ko lang.
Yeah.
Spanish. Yeah. Di ko lang. But anyway, kasi I remember going to Toyo, like there, yung parang five-course meal. Parang,
magana dun.
Parang 6K, din 7K.
Tama.
Yeah. I didn't actually expect, like, eating that kind of food, yung parang mga five course, I didn't expect that I would get really full. I thought I was going to be like, okay, that's it. You know, I'm not full yet. But at the end of that meal, I was like, damn, I can't walk.
Ano yung restaurant? Di ba nakuwento ko yun sa'yo before? I said it here on the podcast too. Ah, Mecha Uma, dude.
Yes!
Ang mahal sa Mecha Uma. Bro, it was like 14-15K, man. That was crazy. I told you, right? That's the most money I've ever spent on food. That was a crazy experience. Oh, Mecha Uma. But it was good. It was good. Any more you got to say about...
Congratulations.
If you want to check out their page on Instagram, it's Kasama Chicago. And if you happen to be, you know, a Leche fan that lives around the East Coast, maybe you can make a stop there when they have availability in the next year, maybe.
You know what? I think ang alam ko, the reason why it's called a Michelin star, like, and yung parang the award Michelin stars.
Yeah.
I think it's because of how easy it is to go there by car.
Really?
Before.
Before,
not now, obviously.
Yeah, not now, yeah. So like in the old days.
Yeah. Tignan mo, parang sabi dito, The invention of the Michelin star rating coincides with the invention of the automobile.
Mm.
So the first Michelin guide was compiled in 1900 by, you know, these people. They wanted to create a demand for automobiles and therefore the tires they manufactured. So
I'm
guessing how easy it is to go
it's
there
like
by
the yellow,
car.
Yeah, like yellow pages or... Parang Yelp should... I mean, like, not, what's the thing here? TripAdvisor or no? Yeah, TripAdvisor. Zomato.
Yeah,
and then in the back in the day.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. But now obviously, you know. Nowadays, they have like a whole system for it. So yeah. Cool.
Okay, cool. All right, wapow.
Wapow.
All right, our final TT for today. We're talking about Kim Kardashian's kid, Saint West, who I still don't know if is a boy or girl. What the fuck is? I think it's a girl. Anyway,
he's a boy.
Okay, yes. So Saint West on the premiere episode of the Kardashians, which I thought was canceled, by the way. So mm-hmm. The last season.
No, they're doing it in another like network, I think.
Oh, so the show wasn't ending; it was just ending on E.
Yes, I think Hulu na ata sila ngayon.
Okay. So yeah. Saint West during the premiere episode. Came across an ad while playing the game Roblox. So you might know, be familiar with the game Roblox. It's kind of like Minecraft, I think. That showed an advertisement for alleged unseen footage from Kim Kardashian's 2002 infamous sex tape with ex-boyfriend or AJ.
But here's the thing, okay? As much as it is funny, it is still concerning.
I know.
I mean, that's just like, man. Yeah, I actually it sucks, dude. It super sucks, obviously. I think the only reason why we kind of feel that parang we can kind of laugh about it is because they're super
she's
hot.
Fucking rich.
And their lifestyles are super out there. Like, and it not made her even rich, reachable.
Right?
Yeah,
it did not make her rich. I think. I mean, they were already rich, but it made her famous.
Yeah.
I think. Not that it's a good thing. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
I honestly, if it took a sex tape to get me to billionaire status, just let it. I'll release that right now,
dude. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue here is like, you know, protecting your kids
if my claim to fame or to riches was that a sex tape was released, I'd be okay with it.
Like, feeling okay. Ko ox naman siya, di ba? Parang she kind of like takes it as a joke nowadays and stuff like that. Like in certain like safe environments. Like I'm guessing like probably Ellen already made a joke about it. Maybe, in a roast or something.
Mm.
But parang it's also a little sad, obviously. And I think it also raises awareness for, you know, for families all around the world with kids who play Roblox. I mean...
But what if they do see something there
that's like not for kids?
But the team at Roblox actually replied earlier, I think yesterday.
Okay.
So Roblox has released a statement, according to ScreenRant.com, regarding the incident on the Kardashians. According to them, the children's gaming platform banned the developer who was behind the game promoting Kim's tape. They also revealed that the reference to the tape has been taken down. The statement read, "The reference video was never available on our platform. We have strict moderation and policies to protect our community, including zero tolerance for sexual content of any kind." The text reference to the tape was fortunately visible only to an extremely small number of people on the platform, and they swiftly took down the associated experience. What I don't get, because I've never played Roblox, is where did the ad show up?
I've only played a couple of times, and I was even like barraged
with Roblox.
Dude, I played with a couple of my baby cousins, and they were savage.
Yeah,
savage.
Were they shit talking?
Yeah, they were shit talking at me, and they were like, "Ako na nga," and I'm like, "Listen, just no, just why are you why?" Why are you so aggressive with your keyboard, dude?
Clickbait ads pala sa Roblox.
I did not. I don't know how that works. Like how, like people
because
yeah,
mobile
freely...
games where they didn't even. Like I get mobile games when an ad pops up, but I thought Roblox was a game that you paid for. Is Roblox free?
I'm not, dude.
Ads are only run on games that are free, like freemium or freeware or whatever, because the game is free, but they entice you to spend money by, you know, pay to win or like microtransaction. Is Roblox free? Roblox is free. Okay, that makes more sense now. I get it. Yeah. I thought Roblox was a paid game because if it's paid, I was wondering how ads would even show up there. That's so like that really rarely happens for paid games. So it's free pala. Now you know. Roblox is a free-to-play game.
Wait, but so like people can make games within the game?
No, it's usually, so have you ever downloaded a free app?
Okay.
You know, when you download a free app, sometimes when you play it, meron parang maliit na box sa sulok that just pops up like.
Ganun ba yun? Because I thought.
It was a video?
Yeah, I know. No, I thought it was a game.
Oh, which one? Roblox?
Uh-oh. I thought the sex tape kind of thing.
It was an ad for quote-unquote unseen footage of Kim Kardashian's OG sex tape. Okay. So I don't know how that even got in there.
Okay.
That sucks, man. I mean, that sucks for Kim Kardashian. But yeah. I don't know. And when you think about it, it's like that would only really happen to the Kardashians, right? You know what I mean? That's yeah, so crazy.
But I mean, like, obviously, if it popped up in, you know, his Roblox,
yeah,
it would pop up in other kids' Roblox.
Yeah, well, according to their statement, it was only a small, like, portion of people who were exposed to the ad.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, like, if she didn't publicize, if it wasn't shown on, let's say, the Kardashians, I don't think anyone would have, like, known about it. Like, I think it would have been taken down and the issue would have been, you know what I mean? any more thoughts about Kim Kardashian? And,
yeah, I actually saw the footage of, you know, like Kim finding out, you know, that Saint saw that. Alam mo yung parang medyo nakita ko sa mukha ni Kim Kardashian that she didn't want to break down in front of her kid. But obviously when it was just them adults, she was like calling everybody, telling people like, I just want it out of, you know, the internet and stuff that. But I think once it's there, it's there.
Mm.
Yeah. Right.
You know, all things considered, I've watched some of her interviews where, you know, outside of the reality show stuff, she seems like a great mom.
Yeah. And she's studying law. She's studying for the bar.
Yeah.
Dude, she's studying for the bar, dude. And she has like multiple, you know, who actually yung lodi sa family nila would be the mom.
Chris.
The mastermind behind everything. Not even like, let's say they, you know, she didn't get rich because of what do you call this? The sex tape.
Yeah.
They're managing multiple businesses right now. And even though, let's say, yeah, they're like exploiting, you know, whatever social media and stuff like that. I mean, that's their business.
And she's smart, man.
That's just being smart, dude.
She's a mogul.
She is.
She knows what she's doing, man.
Yeah, dude.
Kris Jenner. God damn, man. What if my mom was like Kris Jenner, no?
Your mom is kind of like Kris Jenner.
No, she's not. Not at all.
You know, she's savage. Savage.
Any more thoughts on the Roblox?
That's it, man.
That's it. Wapow.
Wapow.
All right. We got one random Reddit. Rika found it online. Do you have the link? Can I find it? What do I have?
No, because, you know, I saw it in one of, what do you call this? I saw it in one of the TikTok videos where they put, like, they take a screenshot of, like, a Reddit thread and then they just put in all the answers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I don't actually know the link, but basically it's just asking what's your stance on male birth control.
Male birth control.
Because apparently they've been doing tests in mice and it has prevented 99%. It says here 99% effective at preventing pregnancy in mice. So at the end of this year, they're actually going to do some human trials.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I don't know what Smithsonian Magazine is. I don't know if that's a legitimate publication.
Yeah.
But it says here, that male birth control pills expected to start human trials this year. It's a new non-hormonal pill.
Yeah.
Was 99% effective at preventing pregnancy in mice.
Yeah. So here's the thing, like, obviously there's going to be like side effects and stuff like that. So I remember just casually having a conversation with a friend and then we asked that, like, would you take male birth control? Obviously. And then they were like, no, because, you know, because of the side effects, like, what if it makes me fat or what it makes me blah, blah, blah. And we're like, you know, that's what happens with female birth control. Exactly. Dude.
Yeah.
And because we didn't want the tension to go higher, we just kind of left the conversation. Really? Yeah, but obviously it's a valid point. Yeah. Obviously, it's a valid point that you don't want to take it because because of this and that. But it doesn't mean that, you know, we don't need it in our society. Right. Yeah, because honestly, if I had the choice to not take birth control because of the side effects, obviously I wouldn't. But because, you know, it's in our society and it's, you know, the choice of, you know, some women, then hindi dahil ayoko, hindi dapat siya gawin, di ba?
I wonder if it would be a daily thing, like, because, di ba, birth control normally is daily at the same time or whatever, every day.
Yes.
So just to, you know, in terms of side effects in general, for this one, when they were conceptualizing the male birth control pills, it largely works though by blocking testosterone, which can lead to the following. So weight gain, decreased libido, and depression. What those are also side effects of the female birth control. And acne, right? Acne is sometimes also a thing. But in response to your question, yeah, man, 100% I'd take that. If it's like, if it's safe or whatever, I have to do that. I'd have to do the research or whatever first. But if it's 99% effective in humans, because it's right now it's mice, and I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but why is it always mice again?
I don't. Like, I think yung parang system sila is like almost the same.
But why not?
Something?
Is it because people find doing it on monkeys cruel? Is that the reason why? Because we're closer to monkeys than mice.
I don't know, dude. I have no idea. Right?
So I don't know. I mean, if it's effective in mice, if it translates to humans, yeah, man, I would take it. Like instead of, you know, instead of risking it, right?
Exactly.
Right. And you know, I just a quick story. Like I have had conversations with guys and girls. You would be surprised at how common unprotected non-birth control sex is.
Yeah, dude,
it's crazy, bro. It's crazy how like risky people are.
Yeah, dude. Apparently it says here that there's another male contraceptive. It's a gel rubbed on the shoulder daily, and it's currently in clinical trials. Yeah,
because rubbed there on are the shoulder.
Yeah, because there are certain birth controls that you can just like we discussed before, like spermicides, where you can like spray it on your hoo-ha.
Yeah, but why is it on the shoulder? That's weird.
I don't know, dude. And then
there's the shot, right? Like there's that thing that for women that's shot.
Yeah,
where
you take a shot. There's there's also one where you put it like under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch for women, but
for males, just condoms usually and vasectomy.
That's it.
Right. Are vasectomies reversible? Which one's reversible? Or it's not reversible? I forgot.
Yeah, they're reversible, yung vasectomy. I'm not sure. Like you cut the vas deferens, right? Or you like tie it and shit.
I guess so. But there's one that's reversible. Like for, I think if the women can get their, they call it tubes tied. I don't know what the procedure is called.
Yeah.
I think one of those is more reversible than the other. I'm not really sure.
But honestly, like actually I'm a little thankful that I had a subject in college called like sexual whatever
health,
like health and stuff, and they discussed like the different types of birth controls that women can have. And I never really thought, how come there's nothing for guys that they can take, you know? Because
like a morning after pill for guys,
yeah. Because right? I mean, like
morning
it's
before
been,
pill or whatever.
Yeah, because it's been. I mean, it's been discussed before that obviously that women can be pregnant, you know, one at a time, but male can impregnate multiple women's women's multiple women at a time. I can't believe I did.
Yeah. True.
Right. It makes sense, dude. Mm-hmm. And now that, you know, like they're discussing, you know, that there are side effects in a certain birth control for males, biglang that's the whole conversation now, like the side effect. How come it's not a discussion when, you know, that, you know, females have to go through that when taking birth control?
According
right?
to a study though done I don't know, according to this article, 2019, 50% of the respondents of men were against it, which is, I'm surprised. Well, I'm actually very surprised. I would think it would be higher.
I'm like, not.
No, because for me, I know like, well, maybe I'm just generalizing, but whenever I talk to guys who have unprotected sex, they usually, it's not for like, well, I think they're all afraid of getting the girl pregnant. I think no, like if you don't want kids, that's always a fear. But really they do it because they don't like the feeling of wearing a condom.
A condom. Right. Yeah.
And I think this negates that, you know, that
true
aspect of wearing a condom. So I don't know if you'd have to take a pill daily, though. That might make people think twice, but...
But why, right? I mean, like, if females could do it for that reason, and, you know, we're all humans anyway. Yeah. And if, you know, like, a human being can do that, take a pill every day at a certain time, then, I'm, you know, other people can do it, too. It's not like, dahil because you're males... You know, you can't put an alarm on your phone. No, I'm not. I think this is like open for conversation. If it's going to be like a hard change for society, then I think it's a conversation that we need to have.
Yeah, Saturday, if it works out, like if the human trials at the end of this year proves to be good, like I think it would be a great opportunity for guys who don't want to have kids yet and maybe want to share the load of birth control. You know, you share the load by like, yeah, maybe 1 month. Can you, I don't know how that works for girls. When you do birth control, can you go off it and then start it again? Like,
yeah, you can.
Right? You guys can split the load, right? Like 1 month you, 1 month. I feel like that would be the best way.
No, I think it's the effectivity. And plus it's going to be a big change for your body if you just decide to like, not take it this month and then take it again the next month. It will kind of like the point here is for it to be consistent, you know. And actually, when you do look at the pills for female birth controls, they have like different rules, you know, with different brands and stuff because, you know, they're made in different laboratories. Yeah. But there are pills where if you do miss a pill that day, just take it right away and then take the pill for that certain day. You know what I mean? Like, there are certain like rules, especially if you've been taking it for a really long time.
And I've heard some people take it, not just for like, you know, to avoid getting pregnant. To regulate
your hormones, to regulate your menstrual cycle. Yeah. And to, what do you call this? Honestly, when I was taking it in college, it really helped my mental health because it kind of like, what do you call this? It kind of like muted my brain a little bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I was more focused and because, you know, because it regulates your hormones.
Yeah.
And, but here's the thing, obviously when it comes to birth controls right now, which we have in the society, female birth control, you really have to consult a doctor and it's a doctor that you kind of need to trust because there are certain doctors and I'm just, you know, real talk. There are some doctors out there who will kind of judge you for your sexual activity. So it needs to be, yes, really? There are certain doctors who are like, why are you sexually active? Are you blah, blah, blah? Are you married?
That's whack.
It's weird, dude. It's
whack.
It's really weird. So, you know, if you can find a doctor maybe near your age or maybe a little younger, you know, that is the best way to go about it because just taking it randomly, it can really fuck you up.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wise words. Yeah, any more thoughts on that? Or you could Gmail
that's
birth
it,
control.
Man.
Yeah.
What
that's it. That's it. Thank you for listening. You can follow us everywhere, The Halala Show, except for Instagram, where it's just Halala Show. You can email us, thehalalushu@gmail.com. 1C, what are you guys doing tomorrow? I saw your post.
Oh, yeah. We do have a 420 event. It's going to be at Cheech and Chang. So you guys could do day drinking if you want, but it'll go until, you know, nighttime. It's at Cheech and Chang here in Capitolio, and we're going to be with other people as well. Wait, let me see partners.
It's a good chance to try because we always talk about it here. Go to Cheech and Chang, get their bows, and then if you haven't had 1C coffee, then you can cross it off in one venue. Yeah. Dun sa Cheech and Chang mismo.
Yes. Okay. So there's going to be Cheech and Chang. There's 1C for coffee, salt and butter for pastries. There's going to be tacos. There's going to be like shirts and stuff. And there's going to be a tattoo session and a DJ set.
Yeah. Tapos na ba yung selling ng shirts ninyo?
Pre-ordering is done, but we will have shirts in the shop you can buy.
Wait, are they, because I ordered two. Are they going to be at 1C?
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, I think so. Cool. Dun yung pickup point.
Yeah, I got the purple and the green, bruh.
So, yun. Bang, bang. So, there's going to be pastries by Salt and Butter, tacos by Tus Tacos PH, and then there's going to be merch and stuff by King Co and the Lovers Rock, and then tattoo by Nix Mandilag.
Oh, you can get a tattoo too?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, get your coffee. Get a tattoo.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
All right. And watch Rika G's video on YouTube.
On YouTube. If
you
want to
see her stories come to life. You
know, I didn't realize that I've already put up like almost 100 videos on YouTube. Yeah. Dude.
I really enjoy that video.
Yay.
Well, I like your captions. Tells the whole story without really having to talk that much.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting. Okay, that's it. Shall we extra song?
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.